for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with us for a little something extra here in the podcast. Just about every day, we bring you a full hour-long episode filled with stories for you and your family. And we also like to bring you a little something extra, just a single story long, just a few minutes in case you've only got a few minutes and you want to fill those few minutes with a great story. And we've got one for you today from the wonderful storyteller Jay O'Callaghan. And this story tells of a beehive that is woefully unproductive. No matter what the queen does, she can't get her workers to be efficient and make enough honey. Well, eventually her hive becomes the laughingstock of its neighboring queendoms. That is, until one bee eats a little too much honey and starts singing a funny song. And that's the story. Jay O'Callaghan with Woe Is Me Bones here on the Appleseed.
Once, there was a queen bee who was faster than all of the queens. But all of the queens laughed at her. She was the laughingstock because her bees were very slow. They barely got any honey. And the slowest of her bees was a fat bee named Woe Is Me. He had a tiny friend called Bones. They were always together. The queen would say, "Hurry up. Make an example of yourselves," and they would. The queen was furious one day. She flew off in a rage. As soon as she was gone, the tiny bee, Bones, he said, "Woe is me. The queen's gone. I know. I think I'll be naughty. Woe is me." He flew straight up to the hive and began to eat the honey. He began to get bigger, bigger, bigger. He got enormous. He sank right to the ground. He couldn't move. Little Bone said, "Get up." "I can't." "Get up. Here comes the queen." "I can't move." The queen flew straight down. "Get up, woe is me." "I can't." "Get up." "I can't. I'm filled with honey." "You're a disgrace." "I know." The queen flew off in a rage. "Woe is me," said he. "Bones, I'm in disgrace." "Never mind." "What do you mean, never mind?" "Why don't you sing? What am I going to sing?"
"Sing your name and my name."
"All right, I try it. Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones."
All of a sudden, Woe is Me began to roll around. He was having a wonderful time with himself.
"Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones."
The bees, they began to sing with him. They enjoyed it very much.
"Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones."
They were all buzzing about, and they were filling the hive. The queen, she came back, saw all this activity. Her bees were fast. She was delighted. So the next day, she invited 50 of the queens to watch her bees. The 50 queens lined up at the branches, and they tittered. She said, "You'll be sorry you laughed. Now, everyone, show me what you showed me yesterday." And her bees, "Hurry up. Woe is me, make an example of yourself." And once again he did. The 50 queens flew off laughing. The queen was furious. She flew right down. "Woe is me. I have never been so disgraced in my life." She flew off, but she was smart. She flew behind the leaf and watched. Little Bones said, "Queen's gone."
"Woe is me," said I. "Know. Here I go."
He flew up to the hive. Got enormous. Sank to the ground. Bones said, "Get up."
"I can't move."
The queen flew straight down.
"Get up." "I can't. I'm filled with honey."
"You're a disgrace."
"I know."
She flew off, but behind the leaf she watched the rest.
"I'm a disgrace 2 days in a row."
"Never mind. Sing the song you sang yesterday. Remember? My name, your name."
"All right, I'll give it a try. Woe is me, Bones. 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 Woe is me, Bones."
He was having a fine time. So were the bees, singing away.
"Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones. Woe is me, Bones."
Again, they were filling the hive with honey. The queen, she was delighted. She invited 100 of the queens the next day, and the 100 queens lined up. They all titted. She said, "Now you've embarrassed yourself. Watch." The queen flew right down to Woe is Me and said, "Woe is me. Get yourself some honey, honey." He said, "All right, sweetie." He flew right up. Got enormous, sank to the ground. He said, "I know, I'm a disgrace. Here we go. Woe is me bones, woe is me bones, woe is me bones, woe is me bones." And the bees were filling faster than ever. Well, the 100 queens were amazed. They flew off, thinking of nothing but the speed of her bees. And the only one who knew the secret was the queen. And the secret, of course, was woe is me bones.
Woe is me bones, woe is me bones, woe is me bones, woe is me bones. Woe is me bones, woe is me bones.
Jay O'Callaghan with a story called Woe is Me Bones. That's a tale from a collection of stories called Around the Year with Jay O'Callaghan. Pleasure to bring that tale to you today. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you'll join us for not only Appleseed Extras, but full hour-long episodes of the Appleseed. You can find us at byuradio.org/Appleseed. There's an archive there filled with episodes, and each episode filled with stories for your enjoyment. You can take them with you on your mobile device. Listen anytime you like. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast for something new just about every day. Of course, if you've got stories for us, we'd love to hear them. Write them down. Send them to us by email at theappleseed@byu.edu. I'm Sam Payne, and I can't wait to be with you again on The Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from The Appleseed. Google The Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.